On Tuesday, the Centre for Development and Enterprise, the CDE, released findings in its series of five reports on the state of South Africa's education system. The independent body says underachievement in learning outcomes by pupils, poor teacher training and corruption all contribute to what they call a crisis in our schools. And in the findings, the CDE said that in 2021, after a year of school, more than 50% of grade one pupils did not know all of the letters of the alphabet. For more on the story, I'm delighted to be joined by distinguished professor at Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Education, Professor Jonathan Janssen. Prof, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon. I'm sad that we always have to talk about education in a negative way, because I know that there are spheres of excellence in South Africa's education, but as a whole, this report is finding otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, how often do we have to say it? The country's education system is in a crisis. And I think why I appreciate this report by Anne Bernstein and her team is it draws attention to something we pretend isn't happening, and that is that this crisis runs deep. You know, we only attend to it every time a child drowns in a particular clean toilet, and then everybody gets upset, and then we go back to normal and celebrate the matric results. Matric results is not the problem. The problem is, as this report shows, that at the foundation years of education, we're doing a horrible job, which then explains why so few kids show up in the final grades, let alone go to university. So I think this is a timely report. It's a necessary report ahead of the elections, and we mustn't allow ourselves to be duped, you know, by this government that tells us everything is going fine when the kids can't read and write.
Indeed, as you say, there is no point in celebrating matric results when we have this problem at the foundation. You know, in a similar time frame to the release of this report, Amnesty International released a report saying of 100 children that start grade one, only 50 end up in matric. And of those, only 14 end up going to university. So the problem really starts at the very bottom.
It does. And in subjects like mathematics, which you can't learn later in life, you have to learn it, you know, even in the preschool years, you are never going to catch up, and there's good research on that too, as you go through the school system. So, no, we've been lied to, we've been duped, we've been misled, and what this report does in a very professional way, I have to say, is give us good data, written up in a very, you know, in a publicly accessible way, to tell our people that all is not well in the school system. Now, what's also particularly useful about this report is to then compare with countries that are much poorer than us, you know, in terms of GDP and so on. And then you can see, you know, it's a shame that given what we put into education as a percentage of GDP compared to Kenya, for example, we get much worse results, which means the problem isn't more money. The problem is turning resources into results.
Indeed. And Prof. Anne Bernstein and her team at the CDE say that a change in political leadership at the Department of Education is essential in order to turn things around. How is it that our Minister of Education has managed to dodge so many cabinet reshuffles when, as you say, this education crisis is not new?
Because the Minister of Education, Basic Education, like her predecessors, have been very, very smart politically. What they decided to do is to completely ignore the rest of the school system, right? And then focus on the few that make it to grade 12. Many of them, as you know, between grades 10 and 12 are basically culled out of the system. So you have the small percentage of young people who show up in grade 12. You then lower the standard even for them, you know, with the 30%, 40% pass, etc. And then you say to the public, and the public buys into this. The newspaper headlines, oh, this is wonderful. And then the minister says this, the system is changing. How the hell is the system changing when, as this report shows, it is rotten at the base? So politically, the minister stays in power. What does the president cite when he does his State of the Nation address? He doesn't tell you about the literacy crisis in grade 3. He tells you about the matric results in the Free State. So that politically is out of the ANC, and indeed the government has hoodwinked the people of South Africa.
Now, one of the things that I read in some of the analysis of this report is that one of the main issues highlighted is that here in South Africa, there is no national reading plan and no national budget for reading. I mean, if you can't read, you can't learn. It's the very basis. It's where all the focus should be.
No, absolutely. Look, I'm a university man, and so I like the fact that a lot of the resources have been steered towards universities through for funding our students and so on and so forth. But actually, the only reason we do that is because that's where the noise is loudest. Mm. You know, grade R kids can't scream and shout and jump the gates of Parliament to get attention. And so by giving money only to where the noise is, rather than to what a sensible country would do, which is to say broaden the base of participation, ensure success for the children of the poorest of the poor. And then, you know, all boats rise when you begin to flood the low end of the system with resources. But our politics is so short-sighted. It's so short-term, you know. It is so based on what we used to call immediatism. Let's just deal with the immediate crisis. That we don't think Asian. We don't think long-term. We don't say, over the next 12 years, how about making sure that every grade one kid gets an adequate education that is well resourced? Do you know how many schools I work in this week that have 50 children in a grade two class, 60 children in a grade two class? Are we there for, the value of this report for me is that it draws attention to the problem in a very, very well-written a set of documents which I think must be read by every South African if we're going to. Now, where I think the report gets things wrong is to sort of say, we need to have a change of government. I don't know anybody who would disagree with that, but that lies beyond the authority of this report. What it can do is to only raise public consciousness so that when we vote next year, we vote these buggers out of power.
Prof, the only reaction that I've seen from the Education Department to the report is a brief statement saying it's just rehashed old information and they're disappointed and they will release a detailed statement towards the end of this week. This report we know came out on Monday or Tuesday, and we are now sitting on Thursday. I certainly haven't seen any detailed response from the Education Department. I don't know whether you have.
And you shouldn't expect one, because these people are shameless, right? When your Minister of Basic Education says, as I said in my Times article today, that we will fix the problem of pit littering toilets in 2025. 2025, when you can solve that problem now.
How many more children will die before then?
But because there's no sense of shame, you know, you would find this kind of response to the CDE report. Instead of saying, you know what, we're grateful for the report, we're going to study it very carefully, and we're going to do our best to respond to some of the issues. That's what a mature government does. That is what the department does that isn't over-politicized, you know, by the issues of the moment. But we do not have that maturity in our democracy, I'm sad to say, nor do we have the kind of leadership, not just in education, in government, you know, that knows how to respond to professional work of this caliber in a way that serves the people of the country, which is, surprise, surprise, what they were supposed to do in the first place.
Prof. Jonathan Jansen, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Distinguished Professor at Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Education.